Blog Talk Radio.
The show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. This is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very, very excited today. We've got a fantastic guest lined up for today. Has a new movie out. I believe it's out. I could be wrong on that, though. I'm looking through my notes, and I don't see the release date. But if it's not out, we'll find out in a second. But it's. I watched this the other day. And the other night, I should say, and I was just blown away with it. I really enjoyed this. It's one of those that I think is going to be around a long time that people are going to be talking a lot about. It is a fantastic horror movie, thriller movie. It's creepy, man. It is creepy. But without further ado, I'd like to welcome the director of today's the movie we're talking about, called Bloodborne, Mr. Reed Schusterman. I believe I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. I hope so. Reed, how's your name?
It's a long U, but that's far from bad. I've gotten stuff that didn't even start with an S before. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a cool film. This is a very cool film. I like this, and I'm just going to go on. I'm going to tell you right from the start, I have friends that are like what I would call horror people, you know, that they live, breathe, and eat it. You go to their house, it looks, you know, there's stuff and bric-a-brac from all kinds of movies and everything. But they're kind of hard to watch movies with because they're the kind of people that will tell you, well, that guy's spleen didn't explode in the right way, you know, and I'm like, how do you know that? but I am a huge cinephile. I love a good story. And this had one. This took me on a ride, and I liked being creeped on that ride by it. Fantastic film.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I certainly have a love for horror movies, but I'm also not somebody who is a horror fan with a capital fan. The way some people are. So it was important to me to make a movie that I could show to myself that I would want to watch. Cause you know, getting creeped out and scared is something that, for me at least, I have to be in the right mood for it. So being able to take people on a ride really gears me up. And I'm glad to hear for you, it worked as well that it geared you up to take that ride, even when it went to some creepy parts.
Absolutely. It was, you know, it's weird. My sister-in-law, my wife's sister and her husband, they just had a baby a couple weeks ago. So everybody in our immediate family is, well, I had nothing to do with it. congratulations for them. But everybody in our family is very baby happy right now. You know, I don't know if you have children or not. We don't, me and my wife. But everybody is baby is on family dinner. That's all that's discussion is, you know, how much gas she passed that particular day and whatnot, you know, it's charming. We're all excited about it. So in the middle of all this fever, this family fever that's going on, I sat down and watched Bloodborne. Perfect. This was the exact opposite. I loved it. It was the hidden layer of icing inside the cake. It was fantastic. How did you come across this project?
Well, it's something I've been friends with the producer on Bloodborne for a while, and we've been looking for the right project and looking for something. And I'm very picky when it comes to projects that I work on, so all the scripts we found didn't really resonate with me. So I decided I'd write something that we could make on a relatively low budget. And we kicked around a bunch of ideas, and none of them were really interesting. None of them were connecting on a personal level. I had some fun little sci-fi thriller things that had some cool ideas and fun monsters and twists and whatever, but it was all just kind of cold. It was the kind of movie that, for me at least, would be something that you make for a fan of the genre, but not for just a movie fan. And I wanted to make something for people who just like movies. And so my producer asked me, what are you scared of? And my wife and I were in the process of talking about whether we were going to have a kid or not. We were fairly far along in the process, and we're sort of at like, well, when is the right time? And so that scared the crap out of me. The idea of becoming a parent and how much that would change and how horrible and terrifying and gross that could be, that's what I was scared of at the time. So this is the movie that came out of that, and I really channeled all of my anxiety into the movie and actually found out that my wife was pregnant about 10 days, I believe, after this movie got greenlit. So it was a fun journey to go along, to have my own little project that was cooking at the same time as the kid. I think it shows in the movie. I think that anxiety that I was having really got channeled into the script. I know there were a couple of times talking with the actors where, you know, the lines that had been written weren't quite working. And I remember very clearly somebody asking me when we were having a problem on set with some of the lines, like, stop thinking about the movie. What are you scared of right now? And I said something, and that's what the actor said on screen, and it worked great.
Nice.
So it's really sort of the cliche of write what you know, I guess.
There was some situation,
obviously.
Well, it's amazing, and it's a fantastic film. I loved all the aspects. It really, I tell you, I don't know what the runtime on was. It was a couple hours, something like that. It wasn't overly long, or what, 90 minutes. There you go, hour and a half. And, but it went by quick, you know. I'm like, oh, it's over when it was over. Not that it was an abrupt ending or anything. I don't want people to get that impression. I went on a journey for an hour and a half.
I appreciate that.
I like a film that does that.
Yeah, I think those are the best movies, the ones where they keep moving and a lot happens and it really takes you on a ride, whether it's a lot happening, you know, on a big scale or on a smaller internal scale that happens in, you know, four or five rooms in a house like our movie. There's a lot that goes on and a lot of big change that happens. And I think that's what makes a good movie. And I'm really happy with the way this one turned out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned the four or five rooms in the film, which you're right. I mean, you know, it's almost like a Hitchcock film in that aspect of it. Were you involved in all the aspects of this? Was, you know, scouting the location difficult, like finding those four rooms? Or how did go about?
It was honestly a little more question of cost and practicality versus finding the exact right house, because we shot in LA and there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through between permitting and neighbors and just making sure the street you're on has enough space to park 20 or 30 crew members a day, and that the neighbors aren't going to be super pissed off that you're doing it. And there were a couple of houses that we had sort of narrowed it down to that my producers found that would work one way or another. And it just happened that this house was the one that made the most sense from the practical perspective. It was a little bit further out from town, so there was a lot more space on the street, and there was a big yard where the crew could eat lunch and hide while we were shooting. And it turned out that this house just had all these amazing details in them that most of the stuff you see in the film, you know, a lot of low budget films, they're shot in somebody's apartment or a house they've managed to get their hands on for a week, and it's white walls and they put up a couple pictures or a poster, and this house just had the most ridiculously amazing things in it. We actually, the house is so full on screen, we actually had to hide about 30-40% of what was there because there was just so much stuff going on, and we were able to really pick and choose what made the house look unique, and it just looks amazing on camera. And it really, my cinematographer Laura just did an amazing job making it look like more space than it was, and making it not feel repetitive, despite the fact that we were shooting in the same room for days on end.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Yeah, you're right about the putting the stuff in there. I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living, and I remember been doing it for 20 years. But I remember about 15 years ago getting my first releases sent to me, and they said, "Hey, we found your poster. You know, this particular, we want to use it in our movie." ma'am, you would have thought, you know, it was from Cecil B. DeMille or something. I was walking around, I was cock of the block. You know, I'm like, oh, my painting, you know, the poster of my painting is in film. And I better start an IMDb page, you know, and all this craziness. And that has happened about 25 times since I've been painting. Never once has those movies ever come to fruition, or at least got to the point where they were distributed. I tell all my friends, they're like, yeah, whatever.
Making movies is so hard, and even the worst movies that are terrible, like, it just, I feel so much compassion and pride for those movies, because it's so hard to get something made, just to get it over the finish line, and I'm really proud with Bloodborne that we were able to do it and stay, you know, true to the vision that we had when we started it, but it's just so hard to get stuff done, and we got so lucky with so much of how it went down. So,
to discourage any of the budding filmmakers out there, but yeah, I mean, my hat goes off to you folks in the film world, because I mean, usually since I've been doing the show, I've learned a lot just talking to cats like you. You know, the thing is sometimes somebody will say, oh yeah, we shot this and it all got done in, you know, 9 months. That's fast in movie time, you know, from concept to history. You know, I've talked to people, they're like, well, yeah, this was a 13-year project, you know. Reed, you're married, so I know you understand that, you know. If I were to go to my wife and say, dear, I've got this project I'm doing, you know, we could make some money. We might not, but it's going to take up the next year and a half, 2 years of my time. There would be a discussion. Well, I'd be listening to a discussion, I can tell you that. I don't think it would be a hard sell. But you do this.
Yeah.
This is your business. This is how it works, you know, and that's amazing to me.
Fortunately, my wife both went to college for the entertainment business and then realized how ridiculous of an industry it was and got a real job with benefits. So she understands the drive and the pull, but she can keep the boat afloat while I'm going off and making movies about crazy demon babies or whatever.
Well, it was fantastic, too. I tell you, I had watched this, and my wife's into all this. I don't know if yours is or not. Mine happens to be. She's into all this, you know, crystals and staging the house and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, hey, whatever floats. She could have worse hobbies, you know. I'm old enough to know that.
So, right, yeah. Totally.
You know, I smile and, oh, that's great, dear, you know. And, you know, and that's fine. Hey, I have nothing bad to say about it, but I watched your film. Now, I don't want to give anything away because I want people to watch this, but in the film, and I don't think I'm giving anything, this couple's trying to get pregnant, they're having trouble conceiving, and they turn to a magical source, group of people, and things go awry. It's not a good idea, but you know, it's not good. So right after I watched this, was when my wife decided the house needed saging and the negativity needed – not because of the movie, I don't think. I must have been in a grouchy mood or something. That's usually how that happens. The painting wasn't going right or something. But so she starts saging, and I'm like, hey, hold on a second now. Are we sure we want to sign up for this, you know? She's like, oh, you and your horror movies. So me and the dog went outside while she staged the house. But, yeah, it's such a cool concept. Now, is this film – I don't have it in my notes. Is this out now? Can people – is it on demand or
– Yes.
Nice.
It's out now on demand. We're on Amazon Prime, which is, I think, the most common way people have been watching it, just because everybody has that. But it's also on a couple of YouTube channels, which I believe will – I'll send you the links or something. Watch Movies Now and Kings of Horror and on Tubi and DirecTV. It's all over the place.
Nice, nice. Well, folks, I will be posting on my social media via the DirecTubi and Amazon links there for you. And Tubi is a great platform. You don't even need an account with that. You can watch. I've got to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But whatever. You're not. You don't have to write a check. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't. If anybody's like me. You know, I was so pleased when all the streaming stuff happened. I'm like, finally, I don't have to pay that $100 cable bill now. I can get rid of that for channels I don't want. It's home shopping, all that kind of stuff. And
very
now
nice.
I'm paying $200 a month in streaming. Because I have to have them all.
What if there's a show or a movie that pops up on that one service?
Star Trek, CBS, or Paramount got me on that. They're like, oh, Trek fan, huh? Well,
yeah, and then what are you going to do? And then what are you going to do? Cancel it and resubscribe when the new season starts? That's a lot of work.
Right. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not. And, you know, like I said, in my business, see, in your world, it's probably, well, I'll just make another, oh, we need this, we'll just make a movie. Yeah, no, there we go. You know, now in my world, I'll just paint another painting this month. And I will pay for that. You know, it's all you can do. But, wow, so congratulations. No, she's had the baby, I would assume, your wife.
The baby's now 15 months old. And is in daycare and walking, and is no longer really a baby. It's been she turned one about a month before the movie came out. So it's been a very interesting parallel.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Well, that's pretty cool, huh? New father, you got a hit movie out. Man, life is good.
It's been fun. I'm happy to say she was not quite the monster I feared she might be.
No.
But there's still time for that, because I remember what I was like as a teenager. So she's half what I was.
Right.
I'm probably in trouble.
Don't watch Mean Girls. I'm telling you, my wife's into all these murder shows too. She watches like all the anything, you know. I don't think there's been a crime that has happened we haven't watched a documentary about or a show about. She loves all that stuff, but I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, and because we've been having those conversations, too, about children, and I watch this, I'm like, well, man, look how that guy turned out. He started out as a kid, and now he's cut up 14 women. You know, so that's my fear. But I guess if you don't keep them locked in a basement or something. Anyhow.
The thing my mom always said was she needed to make a bet that she would have somebody to put her in the right care home when she got old.
There you go. I love it. Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, let me ask you, was all the principal filming done prior to COVID and the lockdowns and everything, and you just had editing to do on this?
Yeah.
Or were you filming?
No, we filmed all the movie in November of 2019 was the primary filming, and then we did a day pickups last January of 2020. So we were mostly done editing by the time lockdown started, and then we ended up just really taking our time with the sound design and the score.
Oh, yeah.
We were not in any rush, and we would just email back and forth. We were all figuring out how it was going to work, but it turned out that we actually got to do some stuff that I don't think we would have done otherwise, because the resources got allocated differently, and so we were able to do some stuff with the sound in a more unique way that I'm really excited with, and some more live instruments and just some weirder stuff and a little more iteration. So we got really lucky with the timing. I know we had talked about filming in March of 2020, because that was an opening on the schedule, and we're very fortunate we shot sooner than that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, Reed's, you know, cool turned up to 10. We have links to all their Bloodborne has all these social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Don't worry about it. It's there. And we've got links to them all. And when this show is converted to a podcast, those links will follow the podcast. So however you listen to the show, you can just click on the links and get right to them. I suggest, and I know I say this almost every episode, but it's very true. The world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, is an algorithm world. If you dig something, whether it be a cool band or a movie or whatever, you know, the guy who makes the best bread in town or whatever, or gal, like and share their social media pages. It helps tremendously.
Absolutely. And also I would add with film
and indie film, when you watch it, if you watch this on Amazon Prime, which I'm sure most of you will, or Tubi, whatever, there's a space right there. You don't have to write a doctoral thesis. Write a couple sentences, though, on the review thing. You know, that's weird because it kind of twitches the pinball machine a little bit. And, it helps with that algorithm is what I'm saying. And it's cool to do. And plus, you know, Reed, he's not supposed to look at those comments, but he probably will.
So give him something to do. I've actually, I've enlisted my wife to read those comments and filter all the good ones to me. So she'll be getting them.
Oh, man, she's going to get mad if you write a bad one, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm saying. She'll come to your house. What did you say? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Well, it's very cool, man. Very, very cool. It's a – I love this film. I really did. You know, it was weird. I was at my first which apparently will be another year. It's looking like – here, I'm in Florida, South Florida, and oh, God. But a couple – a month or so ago, it was 4th of July. I went to my first cocktail party, barbecue get-together in a year, you know. And it was awesome. But I got into a conversation with somebody. Everybody asked me about podcasts because that's kind of a cool thing, and or they think it is, you know, and so that always comes up. And, well, who have you had on your show lately? You know, that type of deal. And I had a horror actor or something from a horror film. And I'm like, oh, I can't watch horror. That's just, I'm like, oh, yeah, man, horror is just terrible. That Edgar Allan Poe didn't. I said, you know, there's a place about 3 hours north of us that makes a pretty good living with scaring people with roller coasters and stuff. Oh, Disney. trust me, they know what they're doing. You know, it's a pretty good bet. But I love good horror film. I do. I like it just like I like a good roller coaster, you know. And, sir, you delivered in both the writing and directing of it. I didn't know you wrote this. This is amazing. Very, very
thank you
cool.
so much.
And great cast,
I really appreciate
too.
It. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. They did a great job. It's so easy to direct when you have a cast like that, because 90% of your work is done and you just have to polish it up a little bit and steer it into the last little bit of where you need it to go. But they did so much work and just really brought those characters to life in a way that was not in the script and was not in my head, and they just did amazing work.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And you seem pretty cool, too, Reed. You know, you
thank you very much.
You know, you're not one of those crazy directors. Maybe you are. I don't know. I haven't worked with you. But from just talking to you, you seem pretty cool. So,
thank
no
you.
One was having to do takes 180 times or anything like that.
Not
hope
quite, no.
Nobody's going to be making documentaries about working with you. That's a good thing. In a bad way. I'm crazy now. Anyway. Hey, thanks so much. I know you're a wicked busy man, and I kept you a little longer than I said, but thanks so much for taking time out of your day to be on the show, class to join up around here. And, hey, you know this already, but I'm going to tell you, keep doing what you're doing, Reed. You're real, real good at it, you know? Seriously.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For having me.
Oh, anytime, man, anytime. I can't wait to see the next film. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Great movie, Bloodborne. You got to check it out. As I said, I'll be posting the direct link so you can watch. You can watch this tonight, man. Wednesday night horror film fest at your place, streaming. Love it. How cool is that? And everybody, keep an eye out. Reed Schusterman. You're going to be seeing really good things coming from him. Cool. If this is any indication, I'm telling you, this is a great film. Okay, folks, we will see you tomorrow. We've got a fantastic writer-director of a fantastic documentary called First Year Checking. It's a documentary about, you know, these kids that play hockey and that first year that checking's allowed. And, man, some mean stuff happens, let me tell you. Anyway, we'll be discussing that tomorrow, so be sure to tune in. We will talk to you soon. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks, Reed. You rock.
Thanks so much.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.